Bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacy. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otetu. And now, today's word.
I just want to share briefly from the Word of God, and I don't want to take too much time today because we have an evening service. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5 to 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5 to 10. And this is the Apostle Paul writing. The Corinthian church was one of the most difficult churches that the Apostle Paul dealt with. It was a church of great promise and also great difficulty. And they did so many things right and so many things wrong. And he wrote two long letters to them. And so in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, this is what Paul says. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bond servants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. The Apostle Paul, in a sense, is talking about the real essence of ministry, of what God has called us to do. He has called us to manifest Christ and to make him known. And in the last 2 weeks, I have shared extensively on my ministry values and my ministry focus. And this passage summarizes and captures everything I believe that the Christian ministry is supposed to be. That we do not preach ourselves, we preach Christ. That we who serve as pastors are slaves and bond servants for Jesus' sake. We are not masters, we are bond servants. And it is God who makes all of these things possible because we are just earthen vessels. And yet he does so many amazing things with us so that we can end up saying to God, be the glory. And that is how I feel that as we celebrate 40 years of the life of this church, the only thing I can say is to God be the glory for the great things he has done. When I was growing up as a young Christian, the Christian ministries didn't last for long. Those days, you know, some of the great men and women we came to meet in the 70s, used by God tremendously. But their ministries lasted for very short periods of time. Now when I think of it, some of them were effective for just 3 years and then nobody heard of them again. Some of them were effective for 5 years and nobody heard of them again. Some of them built huge things and in just 5-6 years, everything was down and they lived and some are still living for over 40 years since they were prominent doing the work of God. And so staying for 40 years, there are people way better, far more gifted than us who have not come 40 years. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. God wants to put us in a place where we can only say, only God could have done this. Only God could have done this. And only God
could have kept us together as a church. Through all that we've been through, hard pressed on every side but not crushed, persecuted but not forsaking. We've gone through fire, we've gone through rain, we've gone through flood, but the Lord has kept us, and only God could have done that. And the reason God does it is to leave himself a witness, a testimony, that as he does for your church, he can do for your life. And for the things that he wants you to do, that God will be with you and he will keep you and he will prosper you and he will sustain you. Because sometimes life can be tough, but the grace of God is your sufficiency. And I just want to encourage everybody here. I don't know what you're doing. You may not be a pastor, but you're doing something. And may God give you a story greater than what we experience today. If you are a businessman, we want you to build a business that does not only last 40 years, but goes on and on and on and on for 200 years, for 300 years. That your work will not perish in your hands. That your work will be enhanced, that your family will not perish in your hands, your marriage will not perish in your hands, that whatever God gives to you will be sustained and will be kept together for the years ahead. What God does for us as a church, he wants to do for you as a person, as an individual. It's the same God. It's the same God, the same Bible, the same Holy Spirit, the same grace that is your sufficiency. So as we mark our 40th year, I am trusting God that you will also mark great years in your future, in the things that you do. Amen. And one of the things that I really want to see, of course, when you've been around for this long, you start thinking about the future. And tonight, that is what I'll be sharing on, building for the future. Building for the future. Building something that outlives each one of us. That outlives us and keeps going. Churches are not like businesses. Most businesses would last maybe 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. A new technology will come and knock off the business. In the last few years, a lot of venerable companies have gone bankrupt. But churches are made to last for hundreds and thousands of years. So we are not expecting ICGC to last for 40 years and 50 years. We expect ICGC to go on for hundreds and thousands of years. Churches are lifelong establishments, institutions, and we must build a church that has within it the DNA that survives for a very long time. And that means that the choices we make now, the decisions we make now, the actions we take now must always be focused on building a legacy that outlives each one of us. If we make ourselves the center of everything that is happening, we will not be able to build for those who are yet to be born. Because in the next 40 years, which will be the 80th year of the church, if you just add 40 years to your age, you can determine where you'll be. I'm not pronouncing your future. Just add 40 years. I was just having a chat with my wife, and she was saying, so it means that somebody who was even 1 year old when the church was started is 41. A baby who was born on the day the church started is 40. That's awesome. But the next 40 years, add 40 years to your age. Some will be before Jesus. Others will still be on earth. But if you add another 40 years, 80 years from now, then nobody who is here is likely to be there. And if you add another 40 years, 120 years, a whole new generation, whole new people will be around, whole new pastors, whole new ushers, whole new praise and worship. I don't know the instruments they'll be using, whether there'll be microphones. You have no idea. Technology will change profoundly. But Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe that if the Apostle Paul comes to our church today, he will not find his way out because he didn't have a screen. He didn't have a platform. Microphones were not done. Speakers were not invented. None of this was there. There was no air conditioning in his time. But the same message he preached is what we are preaching. The technology has changed. More things have modernized. But the gospel is still the same. It's still the same. And that's how it's going to be 120 years now. Technology will be mind-blowing. People may come to church sitting on chairs that float. You know, everybody comes. Or whatever. But the gospel is still the same. Time does not depreciate God. Time does not devalue God. Time does not depreciate the power of the gospel. The gospel will remain the same forever. Now, what we need to do in this time is build our church in such a way that 120 years from now, when all of us are not here, there will still be ICGC. And it will be a church that still loves Jesus and still proclaims Jesus as the same yesterday, today, and forever. There will still be a pastor quoting from the Bible. Maybe not from a book. Maybe from another technological device. But the words will be the same. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It used to be written on stone. Then it was written on tablets. Then it was written on papyrus. Then it was written on paper. And now it is written digitally. But the words are the same. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The church is permanent. Technology changes. But Christ remains. God remains. And we must build a church that remains in spite of the changes of time. Amen. And amen.
Thank you for listening to Live and Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebi, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebi. Email otebi@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.